JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 20, The Last Hasmonean Kings.
The Hasmonean kings were a mixed lot. Some of them were very pious, moral people. Others were very aggressive and even violent. The greatest of the Hasmonean kings in terms of conquest and wealth and power was Alexander Yanai, Alexander Janius. And he expanded the Jewish state to borders that included much of today's Syria, Transjordan, Lebanon. He fortified the country. A very, very powerful ruler. He served as the high priest, because the Hasmoneans came from the priestly family of Aaron, and as the king. The rabbis objected to a concentration of power in one person, and therefore they said to him, put down the mantle of being the high priest. It's enough that you're the king. Or put down the mantle of being the king. It's enough that you're the high priest. Alexander did not react very pleasantly to that advice, and a civil war occurred, the rabbis and their followers against the king and his followers. At this time, there arose amongst the Jewish people a sect called the Sadducees, who were very much enmeshed in Greek culture, who denied the validity of the oral law of the Torah, and who were willing to assimilate into the general Greek structure of the time. Now, Alexander adopted the ways of the Sadducees as a political counterweight to the rabbis who opposed him. Josephus describes for us how thousands of the rabbis were killed, in fact, crucified by Alexander. Eventually, he came to realize that that was an error on his part, that the problem in Israel was not the rabbis. And on his deathbed, he said, a famous statement in the Talmud, be not frightened of the real Pharisees, meaning of the rabbis, and be not frightened of the Sadducees, but be frightened of the hypocrites who behave in an immoral fashion and wanted to be rewarded as though they're the most pious people in the world. With the death of Alexander Yanai, the great idea of the Hasmonean kings really comes to an end, because now Rome will intervene and the Jewish state will become a puppet of Roman rule. Thank you for watching. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.